Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That's your...
I've never been called Mr. Booze before, but I like it. It has a nice ring to it. 720 WGN, Ken Smith with you until 11 o'clock. Our thanks to Chef Eric Williams from Virtue in Hyde Park for coming in. And now that we've started to eat, now it's time to get our drink on. And we welcome Sarah Simon from the Dandy Crown. Thank you for coming into 720 WGN.
Thank you for having me.
I can already tell you're way too far away from that microphone.
Okay.
Scooch right up. Don't be afraid. Put it right. Get it as close to your mouth as I have it to mine.
Okay.
There you go. We're in good shape.
Awesome.
So the Dandy Crown, brand new, probably hasn't even been open a month, right?
Nope. Just over 2 weeks.
And where is it located?
694 North Milwaukee. So over in River West in between Chicago and Grand.
694
North Milwaukee.
Yep. And how would you describe the bar? What kind of bar is the Dandy Crown?
So at its core, the Dandy Crown is a neighborhood bar, but with a cocktail focus.
Because you can throw a rock and hit a bar in the city of Chicago.
Absolutely.
So what makes the Dandy, you say, first of all, it's a neighborhood bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to assume that's got kind of a warm, localized feel to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So where we're situated, there's a whole bunch of residences and not a whole lot of places to drink.
Ah.
So what we want to do is be that bar that you can come to, whether you want to nerd out over a super craft cocktail or drink a Miller Lite or drink a vodka soda. Whatever you want to drink is what we're here to serve you.
Okay, so if I go in there and I order a Miller Lite, you're not going to look at me like...
Absolutely not.
He's not ordering something that we light on fire or some super crafty beer.
Nope.
Or something like that.
Nope. We want you to drink what you want to drink.
Okay, so I'm not going to find a bunch of beer snobs in there.
Nope.
Okay,
well, hopefully
good.
Not.
Well, okay, good. Because I don't like beer snobs.
Okay, fair. Me either.
Right? So you've been open for, you say, about a month.
A little over two weeks.
Yep. So just the still got that new car smell.
Literally, people come in and tell us that it smells like a new bar. I'm still not sure what that means. But
well, if you ever spend a lot of time in bars, bars are kind of like strip clubs. You really don't want them to turn the lights up.
Right. I guess we
not that
the
I'd know.
Smell.
I'd heard.
Right,
not
right.
that I. Not that I'd know. Yes. Some bars definitely have. Some bars definitely, especially in the city of Chicago, they have a lived-in,
yeah.
have a very lived-in feel to them. So the fact that you still have that new bar smell is a very
we do.
Is a good thing. And I see you've brought a few things with us. You're going to make us some drinks in a little bit.
Yep.
After the news, you're going to make some drinks. So you say that you focus on cocktails there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You brought the cocktail menu here. So what is it that you're trying to achieve with your cocktail menu here? It says here, old friends and new friends. So old friends, I'm going to assume, are classics.
Yep.
And new friends are
seasonal.
New takes on classics or completely new?
Completely new.
Okay.
So the classics are, or the old friends are going to be your classic cocktails. Either very close riffs on classics or in some cases just the straight classic.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes. I have an answer.
Okay. Sarah Simon from the Dandy Crown. What drink do you judge a bartender on?
A daiquiri.
Why?
Because...
So if they can make a daiquiri,
a proper daiquiri,
then you're like, okay, this person knows what they're doing.
Yep.
Okay, so why a daiquiri? And when you're saying a daiquiri, are we talking about like frozen? Or,
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Tell me. School me.
So that's part of the reason why I picked a daiquiri. A lot of bartenders will choose a three-ingredient cocktail that they'll judge new bartenders on or judge bars on. A lot of people will say like a Negroni or a Last Word or something like that, something that stood the test of time. That is, if you don't do it right, it's very easy to tell that you didn't do it right.
Okay.
For me, that's the daiquiri, because somewhere between the late 1800s, early 1900s, when the daiquiri rose to prominence, somewhere between then and now, the daiquiri got away from being just rum, citrus, and sugar. It became this frozen drink, super fruity.
Right. When you say daiquiri, I can hear the blender at the end of the bar going.
Exactly.
As you right. say the word, right?
Right.
So that's not it at all.
That's not a classic daiquiri.
Okay, okay.
So daiquiris are very polarizing to people because that's the image that comes to their mind, and they think of something that's super sugary and, quite frankly, usually not that good. But in reality, a classic daiquiri is just rum, lime, and sugar. And it's crisp, and it's delicious, and it's refreshing. So we have a daiquiri on our menu. We'll do the daiquiri slightly differently for every season. So right now it's a cinnamon daiquiri.
Okay.
We make a cinnamon syrup in-house, and then we do that with the classic daiquiri build with just lime juice and white rum. And it tastes like winter in a glass, and it's delicious.
Now, the drink that I judge a bartender on is a martini.
That's fair.
But maybe I should try and get a daiquiri out of them and see what happens.
I don't think that's a bad idea. It depends on what kind of mood you're in. If
right.
you want to go like stirred and serious and spirit forward, go for a martini. I also love drinking martinis, but I also think it's interesting because a lot of bartenders will assume that they know how you want your martini, when in reality there are a lot of questions that come along with a martini. Do you want gin? Do you want vodka? Do you want vermouth? Do you not want vermouth?
And most martinis, or the classic martini, is a gin martini, correct?
Is a gin martini.
Is a gin martini. Mm-hmm. But not many people order gin martinis these days, I don't think.
Not too many, but the people that do order gin martinis know they want a gin martini, and usually they know exactly how they want it.
Okay.
And so, I mean, at the end of the day, it goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, I want to give you the drink that you want to drink. So if you have an idea of a martini in your mind, I want to give you that martini, not the martini that I want to drink, if that makes sense.
Yes, that does make sense. Well, that's good, since I'm paying for the drink.
Exactly.
It's now, what if somebody goes, oh, I don't want rum, lime, cinnamon syrup, daiquiri. I want the Tom Cruise daiquiri with the blender, at the end of the bar. Can you do that for them too?
Well, I don't have a blender yet, but I can do, if you want to go the more fruity route, the more Tom Cruise style, I'm sure we can make something happen that's close.
you can give them what they want.
Do,
give
I
the people
do
what they want.
I do have crushed ice, so we can get close to it.
You can make it happen.
Yeah.
720 WGN here with Sarah Simon from the Dandy Crown. She is the cocktail aficionado for the Dandy Crown. After the news, I'm going to ask you, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? How did you get into making cocktails for a living? And you're actually going to make us a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it. Dandy Crown, where are you located at again?
694 North Milwaukee.
And they still have that new bar smell. Go check them out while they still have that new bar smell. Sarah's going to make us some cocktails after the news. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Ken Smith with you until 11 p.m., or you can just call me Mr. Booze, as the song we were playing earlier talks about. We're here with Sarah Simon from the Dandy Crown, a brand new bar that just opened up, 694 North Milwaukee Avenue, and welcome to 720 WGN. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And I started to talk about this before the news. So what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? How did you end up being a cocktail aficionado?
So I've been in restaurants in Chicago since I was 17 years old. So I grew up on the northwest side of the city. I went to high school down by UIC, and I started hostessing at a restaurant in the West Loop when I was at the end of my high school career. Worked in restaurants on and off all through college, and then also when I moved back home after college. and worked in the field that my degree is in for a little while. And
what was your what'd you go to college for?
Art history and photography.
Okay, how's that working out for you?
No one's surprised I'm a bartender. So even when I was worked in art gallery management for 3 years when I first got out of school. But even then I had to have a restaurant job to supplement the income from, the art world. And when I stopped working for my last gallery, I was just tired and a little burnt out. And so instead of getting an art job immediately after that, I just started serving tables full time.
Okay.
And at the time, I was working at a sports bar in Wicker Park that had a really great beer program. So I was learning a lot about beer and kind of had that moment where I was like, oh.
What was that bar?
The Anthem.
That is gone. They just closed down about 4 months ago or so.
They closed down and reconcepted, and they're reopened now, too.
Okay, but it's not the Anthem now. It's something else now.
It's called Little Victories now.
Okay, but it's the same owner.
Same owners, yep, from what I understand.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that one.
You probably served me at the Anthem.
I probably did. Yeah. I was there for like 2 years.
Okay, yeah. No, if big black guy got a shot at Jameson, that was me.
I probably gave you that shot, to be fair.
Yes, exactly. Okay, go ahead with your story.
But yeah, so I kind of had the moment where I realized that there was a lot to be learned in restaurants if I took a little bit deeper dive into it. So I decided that I needed to get a job at either a wine-focused bar or a cocktail-focused bar. And I interviewed at one wine bar and one cocktail bar, and the wine bar didn't hire me, and the cocktail bar did.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
So. Okay, so you have devised the cocktail menu for the Dandy Clown.
Yes.
And as we were talking about it earlier, so you have... old friends and new friends.
Yes.
So let's make an old friend right now. What are you gonna make?
So we're gonna make the daiquiri, which we were talking about earlier, is a really interesting and sometimes very polarizing cocktail for people because it conjures up this image of.
Ooh. No, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all right. She's making a drink, folks. It's okay.
It sort of conjures up this image of your frozen daiquiri. Something super sweet and...
Yeah, see, that's one of the reasons I don't like... I don't like daiquiris because they're really sweet.
Right.
And I know a lot of ladies like daiquiris because they don't taste like alcohol.
Well, that might be true, too. But a good daiquiri, if I do my job right now, should be very well balanced, nice and crisp, and just a hint of cinnamon to it.
So what is in this daiquiri specifically?
So this is just a house-made cinnamon syrup, which is crushed up cinnamon, sugar, and water cooked down. Fresh lime juice, and a white rum. I'm using Oni's rum, which is a white rum made out of New York City. It's a blend of the white rum and a two-year-aged Dominican rum that's then charcoal filtered.
Okay.
So it still appears white, but it's got a little bit of funk to it. Just plays really... It makes a really nice, clean daiquiri.
Okay.
You ready for me to shake?
I'm ready for you shake. Curtis, you want to come in here and try this daiquiri?
Sure, in a little bit.
Okay. All right. Now, is there a specific way you shake that? Is there a specific way that you're supposed to be, you shake it a specific amount of times or anything like that?
So when you're shaking a cocktail, or when you're stirring one, actually, you're doing two things. You're diluting it and chilling it. So if I were to just put all these ingredients into a glass for you as is, it wouldn't be well mixed. It would be too harsh. The flavors wouldn't have time to get together. So that's essentially what you're doing when we're shaking this.
Okay.
You want to add a ton of ice so that the ice is getting all up in the ingredients. And you want to shake the cocktail hard enough that the ice is hitting both sides of the tin.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
That's that. And then you strain it out and you have a daiquiri.
I want to try this. Okay. I'm going to try it.
Hold on. Come try it.
Hand that to me. So so this should not be terribly sweet.
Should not be super sweet. Should be nice and balanced and
crisp. Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's really nice. And I'm getting a lot of that cinnamon there.
Yep.
So it's not like a rum bomb.
Nope.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. You passed that test.
Awesome.
All right. Now, what's the next one? You're going to do a new friend.
Yeah. So this is a cocktail. It's called...
Oh, she's bringing out the long spoon, everybody.
I do. I got a long spoon. I I do.
This must be special. Okay, what's this one called?
So this one is called One More for the Road, which is appropriately named because it is it's sort of the polar opposite of the daiquiri. It's stirred and spirit forward and serious. It's a split base between an aged rum and a scotch. Not anything super smoky, but two flavors that play really nicely together.
Are you using the same rum that you used in the...
I'm not.
Okay.
So the rum in the daiquiri was a white rum.
Okay.
What I'm using in here is an aged rum.
Okay.
So it's got a little bit more like oaky, caramel, deeper notes to it.
Okay.
It's a little bit richer. It's got a little bit more body. And that plays really nicely with the smokiness of the scotch. And then there's a little bit of Amaro in there, which is a bitter, typically a slightly bitter, slightly sweet Italian liqueur.
Okay.
And a little bit of a raspberry liqueur as well.
Hmm.
So you should get a little bit of smoke, a little bit of like caramel, a little bit of raspberry, and then just a touch of bitterness at the end.
And this is called One for the Road. And so you have all these on your cocktail menu at the Dandy Crown.
Absolutely.
And you also are going to have a happy hour starting soon. Is that correct?
Starting today.
Ooh.
Starting today. You already missed one day.
Oh, so yes, right. So it's over now, right? I'm assuming.
It's over now.
Oh, so when does happy hour happen?
So happy hour will run Monday through Thursday. 3 to 6 p.m. We open at 3 o'clock, and we'll do happy hour until 6.
Okay.
So a couple cocktails on that happy hour menu, a couple beers, a couple spirits if you want to.
Oh, the daiquiri is on there.
The daiquiri is on
there. So that's a perfect time to go in there and try that daiquiri.
Yep.
And then, everybody loves an old fashioned.
Yep. So that's our household fashioned that's on there.
What is a crock pot cocktail?
That's our hot cocktail.
And so what is that, like a wintry spiced? Okay, so I'm about to try. You tell us about the crock pot. Crock pot. I only had one sip, folks. I only had one sip, and it was a small sip. I'm going to try the One for the Road now. Tell us about the crock pot cocktail.
So the crock pot cocktail will be, it'll be ever rotating. I'm working with a lot of our bartenders to get their input on the drinks that they want to work on. So utilizing ingredients and homemade ingredients that they've been using. So it will always be different, but it will be seasonally appropriate. So right now the one that we're doing is rye whiskey with a little bit of like a citrus grappa.
Okay.
And some cherry liqueur.
Awesome.
So it's nice and deep and a little bit fruity, sort of hot toddy-ish, but
gotcha.
Not a straight hot toddy.
I just tried your One for the Road, and that one's a little more, I get that smoky, that smoky scotch kind of more in the forefront.
Yeah.
Definitely more of a cocktail-y taste.
Yeah.
Where that one, the other one, the daiquiri could kind of sneak up on you.
Yeah.
This one, you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah, the daiquiri is going to be your light and refreshing option. Those will sneak up on you after a few too many. The One for the Road, there's no mistaking that you're, you're drinking
no
mistaking. Some booze there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Sarah Simon from the Dandy Crown. Dandy Crown located at 694 North Milwaukee Avenue. It's only been open for a couple of weeks, folks. It still has that new bar smell. Go check it out. Make sure you say hi to Sarah while you're there. Make sure she makes you a nice cocktail while you're there. Thank you for coming in on this New Year's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
Were you hungover at all today?
No, I had to work last night. There was no time for me to go out and party.
The question still stands.
Am I hungover today?
No,
I'm not.
just because you had to work last night didn't mean you didn't, you know.
Well, that's true.
Have a little bit.
That's true, but I didn't. I was good.
Thank you for coming in on this New Year's Day. Going to be talking with my buddy, if you've been to a Cubs game and you've heard this amazing rendition of the national anthem, you're going to want to stick around for our next guest. Johnny Vincent is coming up next here on 720 WGN.